Thank you, Elder Timothy, for your kind introduction and for the invitation you have extended me to come to this church to preach the Word of God again. When I look back the past years, my heart is filled with thanks and gratitude in the Lord Jesus Christ for what He has done in my life and what He has been doing in my life. So if at all I am standing before you tonight, it is only merely because of the mercy of God, His grace I receive from Him. I want to express my hearty thanks to Elder Zagas, who influenced my life very much, together with his son's family. He preached not only from the scripture, but also he preached from his life. Someone said, you can preach a better sermon through your life than your lips. So he has been doing that. I thank and praise God for that. And also, I want to thank Brother Timothy for his life and ministry. He influenced a lot in us in India. My son, Richard, used to be very rebellious. I had a problem with him when he was in high school and when he was in a college, but when Timothy was ministering the word of God in India, and he was really touched by your messages, touched by your life. God worked in him. His life has been changed. God not only blessed him with a secular job, but also God has blessed him richly with the rich treasures of his truth. So I thank and praise God for His grace worked in our family. And it's my great joy to visit my dear brother Bobby Poe, the elderly preacher. And he is also very much inspiration in my life. Even though I did not spend much time with you, but I heard a lot about you, I praise God for who you are and what you have been doing for the kingdom of God. And also I praise God for Brother Nathan Pitney. And I would like to listen from him more. I don't want to take much time. But in spite of that, I want to take some time. but I want to be very brief tonight. Before bringing the word of God, I would like to share briefly about what is going on in India. In the year 2000, August 14th was the first day the primitive Baptist saints of God landed in India. And August 15th of 2000, that was the Independence Day of India. On that day, I was baptized and became a first primitive Baptist in India. I never forget that day. Whenever I pass through the creek, pass through the dam where I was baptized, I am very much reminded of those days. And the Lord started the work in a small way, but He has blessed this work. And so today, by the mercy of God, we have 20 churches, 17 constituted churches, and 3 are going to be constituted shortly. Before I come here, just I was counting the members from Tamil Nadu as well as in the state of Andhra Pradesh, over 1,500 primitive Baptists are in India in the two states. So my heart is filled with thanks and gratitude for the grace of God shown in this country. And also, the Lord has blessed the orphanage work. Even though we have difficulties from government, we received God's blessings in many ways. We used to have 3 orphanages, but because of the government pressures put on us, we had to close 2 orphanages. Instead, you are helping the children from the community. Right now, we have 1 orphanage in Chettipatti where I live, and 3 community child care program in 3 different places. In the 3 community care program, we have 40 children. In the orphanage, we have another 40 children. Altogether, 160 children, poor and destitute children, are being cared. The result of the orphanage, it may not be 100% result, but in many lives, God has done marvelous things. Just I want to tell one example. Since Zach's family are here, there is a family live in a village. That man used to be a truck driver, and because of his wicked life, he got AIDS, and he died because of the AIDS. Then he gave the disease to his wife, poor lady. And after his death, she was struggling to take care of his 4 children and to feed by herself. She was struggling like anything. On hearing that we started an orphanage in Chettipatti, she brought 4 children, and we admitted them all. By the grace of God, they did not have affected HIV. All the 4 children were raised in our orphanage. The oldest girl, name is Pushpa, sponsored by Zach's family. When she completed high school, the Lord enabled her to get nursing program. Now she graduated the nursing and registered with the government. Just last month, the government conducted a competitive examination to recruit nurses. Many hundreds of nurses wrote examination, but very few got passed. She is one among in the past. And she is going to get job shortly to work for government so that her lifestyle will be changed. And she could help her poor mother and also others. All the other 3 children, those who graduated high school in our orphanage, all are Christians. All the 4 children are testifying Christ in the community. They are very good testimony they got in the community. That poor mother, she is sinking. She said, "Now I am ready to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have seen all my children in the way of in the way the Lord has led them. I see that all are children of God. Now I thank God for what He has done in my life." So what a tremendous testimony we have. There's another boy named Manivannan. He is completely orphaned. He lost his father and mother. He was growing sometime with his grandmother. His grandmother was not able to feed this poor boy, so she brought him to our orphanage. He also finished 12th grade, graduated high school, and proving his loyalty and his Christian character and commitment to serve the Lord, The church recognized his call to serve the Lord. So my church encouraged him to assist in the ministry. Sometime he was assisting me and also my associate pastor in the ministry. In order to learn English and also get a higher studies, he is in a college at Bangalore. He is studying in English medium college and he is very well. I already got a very good report from the college about his behaviors and his studies. God willing, he is going to be my successor in my church and also in the ministry. So, what you have invested in the little ones started producing fruit in the ministry. So, my hearty thanks goes to you all who all participated in this ministry by your support and your prayers and your encouragements. So, I am always thankful to God for this wonderful church and also other saints of God in this country who are partners in the gospel ministry. Apart from this, like that, I can say several testimonies, several results from the orphanage, but no time. Then we are also helping the poor community by starting the community health care program. In different villages, we identified potential women who became volunteers to help us in the work. These women were trained as grassroots level community health workers, and they have been imparting general health awareness education. Mainly, we are concentrating on the prevention side rather than the curative side. Prevention is better than cure, somebody said. And so, we published Community Health Workers Guide, 2 volumes, and we are going to publish 3rd volume to be used in the community among the volunteers. We do not give much salary to them, but we empowered the vision for the local villages, so they are working with us. We give some incentive for them. And also, we are running community dental clinic in 2 places. One clinic is serving the poor people, those who are not able to afford for the dental work. We give completely free treatment. And another clinic, that is a very good clinic with good facilities, we charge those who are able to pay, they give a reasonable charge for the treatment. And my son is a dentist, and presently he is doing postgraduate studies to become maxillofacial surgeon. And he has been helping the community and also helping the church and helping the ministry through his skills and also financially supporting us. Through which the gospel, the love of Jesus Christ, is proclaimed to the people in a practical way. And more than 50 families, those who are living under the poverty line, have been enabled to start self-help projects like a cow project, milk animals, goat units, enable them to start a shops through which they are able to stand on their own leg. And also, we have been doing literature ministry. You know, lots of best literatures are only in English. There are not many people who can read and write English in my congregation, because my congregations are confined within the rural area. And so, realizing the need of people and also realizing the need of the future generation, the Lord put a burden in my heart to translate many of the books. So far, the Lord blessed me to translate 8 commentaries into Tamil, and we have published. All are from Primitive Baptist commentaries written by Brother Jeff Harris. And also, the Lord blessed me to translate Brother Zach's book, Undeniable Doctrinal Truth, that the Primitive Baptists believe. That book is already out of stock. 2,000 book, everybody got. Even from Strict Baptists, Reformed Baptists, they all took the book and they have been blessed very much. And we need to reprint that book soon. And also we have printed Bible Doctrine Drill, written by Brother Zach. Our orphanage children were very much blessed by using this. We have been publishing, translating Baptist Witness in Tamil. So many church believers are being blessed by reading the messages of God. So literature ministry is an effective tool to preach the true gospel, truth among the Christians. So my heart is always thankful to God for the mercy he has shown to us. And also I am so thankful to our brethren for their visit. For Zach and Brother Isaac Gus and Timothy Gus and Brother Jeff Harris, all these men of God, time to time, whenever God permits, they come to India and encourage us by preaching the gospel of grace. And we have been richly blessed during the past 15 years. So it is my heart desire that God will draw closer his elect from all other states of India. So once again, I want to express my hearty thanks for your prayers and partnership. Now I want to read 2 scriptures, and then I want to give this time to our dear brother Nathan Pitney. This is our familiar scripture. That's Ephesians chapter 1:4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It is a wonderful scripture. This has a lot of truth in it. Nobody is sitting here by accident. Only by God's providence we are here. Nobody can choose God. Nobody can come to God. But only God can draw his people. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you. I have chosen you even before foundation of the world. I have chosen you even before you conceived in the womb of your mother. So God has chosen. It's a marvelous thing. But what is the purpose of the election? What is the purpose of the predestination? It is clearly mentioned that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That is the purpose of the redemption. When God redeems his people by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, he does not leave them alone like that. The good work, when God started in us, and he will continue working in us until his day, until he transforms us according to his own image. And so let us read another scripture from Romans chapter 6:22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. And you become servants to God. What is the word Christian means? We know that the word Christian means Christ-like person, those who is following Christ. This kind of answers we give. That is correct answer. But the true meaning of the word Christian, we should study the Greek. The English word Christian is derived from Greek word Christos Anios. Christos means Christ. The word Christ means anointed one. Anios means the slave of. So the word Christians means the slave of Christ. So here Apostle Paul says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God. In Tamil, you become slaves to God. So when God make free from our sin, we become servants. We become slave to Him. Once upon a time, we were slave to the world. Once upon a time, we were slave to the devil. Once upon a time, we were slave to the things of the world. We were walked according to the courts of the world. We were confirmed according to the world. But because Christ has chosen us, because He has shed His blood, because the Holy Spirit quickened us, worked in us, He regenerated us. After the regeneration, He made us free and we become slaves. Now, we became slave of God. Apostle Paul identified himself as a servant of God, servant of Jesus Christ, slave of Jesus Christ. The slave has no freedom except obey to his master, to do the will of his master. So now we are slaves to Christ. Then what is the fruit? Fruit of becoming slaves? The holiness. And then the end is the everlasting life. So without holiness, everlasting life is not possible. So in order to give us the everlasting life, eternal life, God is working in us. So regeneration is an instantaneous act of the Holy Spirit worked in the hearts of His elect. But whereas the sanctification is a process. So sanctification, we can understand about the sanctification two different ways. Number one is a positional sanctification. Another one is a possessional sanctification. To get a positional sanctification, we have nothing to do. Because Christ became sanctification for us. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 1:31 clearly says. 30 says. And because Christ died for us, because He worked on behalf of us, we were clothed. His sanctification. We have been justified. For the justification, it is not something we do, it is something God has done. Because of that, we have been justified by Christ. And now, because Christ has justified us, He made us, He is working continuously in us. For what? Towards the perfect, towards the final sanctification. So now we got a positional sanctification. For the positional, we have to work. God. That is called perseverance of the saints. That is called perseverance. We have to persevere towards the final perfection. So for that, for our own efforts, for our own work, it is not possible. God is helping us. God is with us. God is working in us. Unless and until the Holy Spirit is working in our hearts, man cannot live a holy life only with the help, only with the Holy Spirit. So God is the one, He helps us. And finally, He gives us the eternal life. So we have to understand, God is making free from sin. First, God is electing us even before foundation of the world. And God has already made the salvation plan. Christ has implemented through His, by giving His life, the Holy Spirit is bringing us into the work of salvation. And after that, continuously Holy Spirit is working in us. And in order to make according to his own image. That is what here Ephesians chapter 1:4 clearly says. God has predestined, God has chosen us to making us own image. So on this world, the perfection is not impossible, but we are working on with the Holy Spirit. John Wesley talked about the entire sanctification, but entire sanctification is possible only on the day of glory. Right. One day, a Methodist man happened to talk with me about the theological issues. And I was teaching the Bible. I was teaching the scripture. I was talking about the total depravity nature and how God is working in us. Then he said, no, the entire sanctification is possible on this earth. Then we had arguments with scripture. He got angry finally. He got very upset. He got very angry. Then I said, see, brother, already you got angry. So this shows that total depraved nature is in you. So you was not yet perfect man. The entire sanctification is not in you. Then the man who was with him, he laughed, and then this man kept quiet. Anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you is what we believe is scriptural. And what we are practicing is scriptural. And what we are striving towards is a scriptural. So I thank God for I am a primitive Baptist. I praise God that he has brought into this fold. So thank you so much for your kind attention.